Masechet Menachot Perek Yud Bet Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah will talk about somebody who makes a voluntary offering neder, and then he brings that korban in a different way than he said he was going to. Mishnah says, Ha'omer, hare alai b'mahavat v'hevi b'marheshet. If somebody says, I am going to bring a mincha offering in a mahavat pan, and he brings it in a marheshet pan instead. A marheshet pan is a deep pan, and a mahavat pan is a flat pan. Or the following case, b'marheshet v'hevi b'mahavat. He says, I'm going to bring a mincha offering in a mahavat pan, and he brought it instead in a mahavat pan. Ma shehevi, hevi. We say in either situation, whatever he brought, he brought. The mincha that he offered was valid, even though it's not consistent with what he said he was going to bring. We could make the assumption that he's donating a new mincha. This is an important point, that we look at what he brought as a new and separate mincha. Therefore, the offering itself is valid. But he didn't fulfill his obligation on that original neder that he made. He has to still bring that mincha that he originally made a swear to bring. But if this is a different type of swear, he saw an isaron, a flower, and he said, this flower is being designated to be brought in a mahavat, but then he brought it in a marheshet, or the following. He said, this flower, I'm designated to be brought as a mincha in a marheshet, but then he brought it in a mahavat. In either one of these last cases, the mincha he brought is invalid because he put a certain designation on specific flour that it has to be brought a certain way, and he's not bringing it in that way. Therefore, you don't have the ability to say, oh, it's a new mincha. No, it's not a new mincha, because that specific flour he said he was going to bring a certain way, and he didn't fulfill his neder. Therefore, we say that that mincha is invalid. Similar type of situation. Hare alai shene esronim lehavi bichli ehad vehevi b'shnei kelim. Let's say somebody says, I accept upon myself to bring two isaron of flour in one utensil, and therefore it'll be one single mincha offering. But instead, he brought the two isaron in two vessels. So he brought them as two separate mincha offerings. B'shnei kelim vehevi bichli ehad. Or he said that he accepts upon himself to bring two isaron of flour in two kelim, two separate kelim, and then he brought them in one keli, one vessel. So he brought one large mincha made of two isaron. We say ma shehevi, hevi. In both of these cases, what he brought was brought. The mincha that he offered was valid, even though it didn't correspond to his original swear. We make the assumption that he's now donating a totally new mincha offering. But he didn't fulfill his obligation. He still has to bring that original mincha in the amount of isaron exactly like he swore originally. We just say what he brought is not invalid. Let's say, though, different type of swear. He says, these specific two isaron of flour that are before me, I'm designating them to be brought in one utensil as a mincha. And then he brought them in two utensils. Or the opposite. He says, these two isaron flour, I'm designating to be brought in two vessels as two mincha offerings. And then he brings them in one utensil. Hare elu pesulin. In these cases, these isaron that he brought are invalid. The flour was designated a certain way. He made a vow. He made a swear that he was going to bring it in a certain way. And he deviated from that plan by either bringing it in one or two vessels. He changed what he was planning on doing. Therefore, we say it's invalid. We're going to contextualize these previous two cases a little bit more by adding in the following detail. Hare alai shene estronim lehavi bikli ahad behavi bishne kelim. A person accepted upon himself to bring two isaron of flour in one vessel. That's the original case of the Mishnah, similar to the original case that we had, where he doesn't make a swear on specific flour. He says, there's an obligation upon me to bring two isaron of flour in one vessel, and what happens? He brings them in two vessels, in two utensils. Amrul, and what did we say about here? We said it's valid. It's valid, but it didn't fulfill his obligation. That's what we said. That's what we could assume till now, the way we understood the Mishnah. But we'll put in another detail here. Amrulo, bekli ahad nadarta. People who are around him, they say, what are you doing? You made a vow that you were going to bring it in one utensil. You were going to bring both of those isaron in one vessel, and here you're bringing them in two. Hikrivan bekli ahad kesherim ubeshne kelim pesulin. If he listened to what they said and he switched it up quickly and he brought it in one vessel, we say it's valid since he fulfilled his vow. We assume that he made a mistake with the original thing he was doing, and he made a quick error and he fixed it immediately, and therefore it's accepted and he fulfills the obligation on that original swear that he made. But if he brings them in two kelim, we say pesulin. He ignored them and he offered these two isaron in two separate kelim. We say they're invalid because the mincha did not match up with his original swear. What we say over here is, what he would have done if he was bringing a new mincha is he would have told them something. He would have said, no, don't worry about it. I know I made that original swear. What I'm doing over here is I'm bringing something new. I'm bringing a new item over here. He would have explained himself that he was bringing a separate mincha besides for the one that he originally made a swear to bring. So now that he's deviating from his original plan, he's not explaining himself. Once people inquire of him, we say that he's doing something wrong. He's trying to deviate from his original plan of his original swear. He's not bringing a new mincha, and therefore it's invalid. A similar case, opposite though. The person says, I'm accepting upon myself to bring two isaron of flour in two separate kelim, and he brought it in one keli. Amrulo b'shne kelim nadarta. People around him saw that what was going on. They told him, you made a swear that you were going to bring it in two kelim. These two isaron are going to go in two kelim, and you're bringing it in one. What are you doing? Hikrivan b'shne kelim kesherim. If he switched it up, he listened to what they told him, and he offered those two isaron in two separate kelim. They're valid because he fulfilled his original vow. He switched it up quick enough, and therefore we accept it as two separate mincha offerings. If he ignored them and he put the two isaron in one keli and he offered it, halakha is we treat this as the same as the law when you have two separate mincha offerings that were combined into one utensil. In the third panic, we said this case, that if you have two mincha offerings that are separated from each other, even though they're in one utensil, so that the Kohen could do kemitzah on each one of them individually, they're valid. But if it can't be done, if they're so mixed up together that the Kohen can't do kemitzah on each one of them individually, then we say it's invalid. That same halakha applies here. The two isaron in one vessel are okay only if they're not mixed together. If they're not mixed together, and the Kohen could do kemitzah on both of them individually, we say he's fulfilling his original vow. His original vow was he's going to bring two separate mincha offerings. He said two shnei esronim and shnei kelim, two isaron and two separate kelim. The focus is not really the keli, but it's that he's going to bring them as separate menachot. So here, even though they're in one keli, if the Kohen could do kemitzah on both of them individually, we could assume he's fulfilling his original vow. But if not, we're not going to say he's bringing something separate and something new. We're not going to give him the benefit of that over there, because he should have said something to them. If he was bringing a new mincha, he should have said something to those people who were telling him something. He would have answered them up. And the fact that he didn't, we say, you know what? He was trying to bring his original one, and he can't fulfill that obligation because they're so mixed up together that the Kohen wouldn't have the ability to separate between them and do two kemitzah processes separately, so therefore we say it's invalid.